Peace and blessings, loved ones. This is Steve back for another episode of the How to Manifest Anything and Everything podcast, where we go over the steps that you need to take in order to manifest the things that you desire into your life, and take you on a journey as I help other people attract and manifest things that you want using the law of attraction. Right now I'm in my drive-in, so just got to bear with me. But on this episode, I wanted to talk about how to set goals that will allow you to manifest the things that you want faster. Okay, so it's real simple. I'll tell you a quick story. So when I first really got involved with law of attraction, and at first I wasn't really getting the results that I wanted to get, but after I realized what I was doing wrong, after going back over the movie The Secret, that's really what turned me on to all of this entire space. But I went back through that movie because the first time that I looked at it, watched it, tried the techniques, I was feeling a lot better, but I was not getting the results that I was after. So I went back over the movie and I started studying each teacher that spoke within that movie, and I actually dove into all of their teachings separately, right? Individually, I just studied what they taught, and they all had one common denominator when it came to attracting the things that you desire, okay? And that one common denominator is belief, right? You actually have to believe that you have the ability to attract the things that you desire, because there are a lot of people who are, I don't want to say you're skeptical, because you wouldn't be studying law of attraction if you were skeptical of it, but you have programs in the back of your mind that have negative programming that's running in your subconscious mind. So kind of like, I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase self-sabotage before, but you are actually programmed by your environment and how you grew up, most of us anyways, to kind of like self-sabotage ourselves, because we have all of the things that we were taught about money, about success, about health, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve in life. We have preconceived notions that have been programmed since we were little kids. We were told that money doesn't grow on trees, and you got to work hard if you want to be successful, and all that type of stuff. When, I mean, that stuff is actually not fully true, right? You can have success without working hard, right? You just got to work smart, but I digress. What I want to make clear is belief is what is one of the most important things that most of us are lacking. And the reason why I wanted to talk about setting goals is because sometimes we set goals that are really ambitious, big goals, but in the back of our minds or your subconscious mind might not think you can hit that goal that you're trying to set, right? There's nothing wrong with setting big goals, big lofty goals. You want to, if you want that $100,000 a year business, there's nothing wrong with wanting that, but if you don't actually believe that you can get that and attract that into your life, it's never going to happen. So how do you strengthen your belief to where you know and have certainty in the law of attraction being able to attract this goal that you have, this that you're shooting for? It may be a really big goal, or maybe something you've never done before, or maybe people ridicule you about the goal that you have set. Well, the way that you strengthen your belief in your ability to attract what you want is you got to start small. Okay? Let me say that again. You have to start small. Start with small goals, right? Some people do like 30, 60, 90-day goals. They'll do a 30-day goal, then they'll do a 60-day goal, and then they'll do a 90-day goal, right? But the actual time frame does not matter. What matters is how big the goal is and how much belief you have in yourself being able to hit that goal. Now, why is this important? Well, once you are able to hit a small goal, right, what that is going to do is it's going to automatically strengthen your belief, okay? So, I've already gone through the different techniques that you can use to attract the things that you desire and how law of attraction works. If you want more information, go to learn how to attract. I've got a website that you can go to, and I've got basically a free training where you can get access to the steps on which you need the steps that you take in order to use law of attraction correctly. Just go to learnhowtomanifest.org and you'll be able to get that free information. But once you get the information that you and the step-by-step process to manifest the things that you desire, whatever it is that you want to attract, right, don't go out and try to attract the biggest thing possible all at once. That's what's gonna actually cause you the most friction, because you have not developed your belief system to the point where you believe you can attract that, right? You haven't strengthened your ability to manifest things into your reality enough to go after that $100,000 business from day one, right? Maybe you need to focus on a smaller goal of making your first $10, right? Your first $10 in whatever business it is that you are focusing on. It sounds silly, right? But if you use law of attraction, you use those steps and that step-by-step process, visualize and actually manifest that, because you can do that, right? And that's not something that you will fight over, right? You won't fight or try to self-sabotage such a small goal, right? Once you actually hit that goal and you are seeing that I was actually able to manifest that, right, you might even think, oh, it was going to happen anyways, I didn't manifest that. But you actually did manifest it. What that's doing is it's strengthening your ability and your belief that you can actually attract what you want using law of attraction. And then all you do is build from there, go to a bigger goal, right? Maybe $20 or $50, right? This is how you actually use law of attraction correctly. The reason why most people fail is because they pick goals and they pick things to attract that they know they can't get right away, right? And then they stop or they quit because they never see that come into their reality. It's because you didn't strengthen your ability first. And that is one of the biggest lessons that I had to learn when I first got started in this space and using law of attraction. Once I learned that and mastered that from all of the different people that I studied, that's when I finally started to have success, all right? So that's basically what I wanted to share with you in this episode. I hope you got some value from this. If you did, go ahead, like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And again, if you want to learn more, if you want a step-by-step process of how to use law of attraction, I've got a free video where I break everything down step-by-step. Just go to learnhowtomanifest.org and you'll be able to pick that up. And yeah, that's it for this one. So again, take care. God bless. Always remember, you can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want in life, okay? All you have to do is believe, all right? Take care. Bye for now. I'll see you on the next episode.